Ben, thank you very much for speaking to us here today. Many thanks for your time. Before we look ahead to what's going to be a massive European Rugby Challenge Cup game at the weekend, let's look back at last weekend and what a magnificent all-round performance by not just yourself, but the whole of the Queen's team. That was a stunning performance to beat Leicester down at the Stoop, 32-10. Yeah, because as you say, it was good that you did start, because in fairness, you've just come back from a nasty shoulder injury. That was your first start for 3 months, Ben. As I say, you've obviously been missing rugby for the past 3 months. You look really keen to get out there and prove to everybody what a good player that you are. And as you say, you took part in what proved to be an outstanding all-round team performance. I was going to ask you, how is the shoulder now? But you say it is strong now, and that's good.
It's actually stronger than it was last before the injury. Mm. The injury happened, so she's nice and strong, and she's going to have to be. We've got Johnson and them running at you, so should be fun.
Yeah, absolutely, most definitely. Just quickly going back to that Leicester game, Ben. You kicked 10 points yourself as well. So you must have been pleased in relation to that also. It was a big game for Queens because, to be fair, you haven't really performed at your best as a team all season, and there was a huge amount of pressure on not just yourself, Ben, but the whole of the team to really get that vital win against Leicester on Saturday. But as always, Queens always like to kick the knockers into touch, so to speak, and literally make sure that you go out there, get a great result, and stop everybody criticising Harlequins. I mean, that performance at the weekend was really what Harlequins can do and what it's all about, isn't it? As you say, it's all about momentum, quite rightly, Ben. And you do go into this crucial European Rugby Challenge Cup match this coming Saturday, Champions Cup match, down at the Stoop against Wasps. Now, this pool is really tight, isn't it, Ben? I mean, there's one point that separates yourselves, Wasps, and Leinster as well. If you could get a victory against Wasps on Saturday, that would put you in a good step to get out of the pool.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's crucial. This is crunch time now. And as Connor put there's pretty much this, well, there is five games left of this cup until, you know, until you win it. So pretty much every game from now on is a final. So that's how we'll be treating it all.
It's going to be hard because you played down at Wasps earlier in the Cup, and it was a narrow victory for you guys, 23-16. And as we know, Wasps on their day are a match for anybody.
Yeah, exactly. They're an extremely difficult side, and the last two times we've played in the season, it's been extremely tight, and we know it could have gone either way, especially in that first game, and Goody missed a couple that could have right back into it. So we know that every time we come against these guys, we can't let take our foot off of, especially when we feel dominance in the game and we feel like we can, you know, really put these guys to the sword. We've let them off a couple of times off the hook, and we can, yeah, you can see they've been close to beating us both times. And we know this week if we get that lead, if we get ahead of them, we just need to keep doing what we're doing, keep putting pressure on them, and hopefully we'll get the result, and who knows, we could get another 5-pointer.
You never know, do you? Ben?
You never know.
Thank you very much, as always, for talking to us today. Very best of luck for the weekend. It should be a cracking atmosphere Saturday night at the Stoop when Quinns take on Wasps. You take care. Good luck for the weekend. Thanks for talking to us, Ben. Cheers, then. Bye.